I recorded that. Maybe like here. That,
let me see which.
I won't give anything except the last verse or so, and it's in the, on the tape. But that's what it reads like. It's the last one.
This is the railroad sign.
Well, I don't know what the name of it is.
Uh-huh.
My mother used to sing it, and she knew it all through, but that's all I can remember of it.
Great.
I wrote down what said he did, and when you get down, I'll try to get so you get the tune.
Oh, yeah, I'd love it.
I think it's on the tape, but I don't remember.
Well, let's do it again anyway.
I don't know if I get the tune either.
I bet you do.
I know I don't get started out. Maybe I'll get used to these after a while.
I'm sure you will.
See. LOOK spell look. Now I am looking all the time and spelling like a book. And then it goes on. This I don't know how it goes, but there is this awful crash. The horses go to kingdom come, the wagon goes to smash, and I am hoisted 7 yards above the tallest dash. It's not the pain, nor tain't the loss of that 'ere team of mine, but stranger, how I'd like to know the rest of that 'ere sign. That's about the way it goes.
And that's nice.
Here's some of these. Couple of them was what I had made up over the years.
Oh, good.
And some of them,
those.
I catch a verse here and verse there often, and some of them aren't completed. Some have another verse though in them. I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
I could write it down and, you know, the ones that are missing, but you get that, maybe that somebody else know it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, that's the last one.
Now, when would your mother sing that one? The one you call the railroad?
I don't know. When I was down in my teens or something, that. And let's see, there's a prisoner song. Maybe you know that one.
No. Now, what's this one? And again, your mother sang the prisoner song.
Yeah. And I knew that. Much of it anyway.
Well, sing it then.
What's right here?
Well, sing it.
Well, I got it on tape. You want me to sing it?
Yes.
I'll have it on tape, of course, but.
I like it.
See, meet me tonight in the moonlight, meet me tonight all alone, for I have a sad story to tell you, it's a story that's never been told. I'll be taken to the new jail tomorrow, leaving my poor darling alone, with the cold prison walls all around me, and my head on a pillow of stone. Oh, I have a grand ship on the ocean, all mounted in silver and gold. And before my poor darling will suffer, that ship will be anchored and sold.
That's nice.
And this is I put all these on tape.
That's okay. I'll make you do them again. You sound so
good. Some of these I don't know. There's several verses,
mm-hmm.
You know. It's just part of it.
Now this one is the.
I don't know what this. I said most of these titles I don't know. I used to hear the song, but I wouldn't know the title. Let me sit down a moment. A stone has got into my shoe. Now don't commence your cussing, I haven't done nothing to you. Down in the Lehigh Valley, me and my people grew. I was a village blacksmith, yes, and a good one too. And there's another one, more here, but Nellie was just 16. She was the prettiest creature the valley had ever seen. And there's more, of course, and most of them were farmers, and none of them suited her. And I'll hunt for till I find that rascal, whatever it is, if it takes till the judgment day. And that's the way that one ends.
Huh.
And this is The soul verse this, I don't know too much of this. The soul verse to start with, and then there's some more in between. And it's a burglar getting an homemade drum.
Oh, that's great.
Maybe, probably got taped there somewhere. I only know maybe a couple lines, one a verse, then some I don't. How he got in the house and that, and then he went in an old maid's room. He didn't know it was an old maid's room, or he wouldn't have been there at all. And then there's more verses. She took out her teeth and one last sigh, the hair from off in her head. The burglar had just 17 fists as he looked from under the bed. From under the bed the burglar crept. The old maid wasn't afraid at all. And anyway, she grabbed him and pulled a pistol out of her drawer and says, you've got, at last I found me a man. And then the last words is, she said, you'll have to marry me or I'll blow off the top of your head. The burglar looked at her teeth and one last sigh. He had no chance to scoot. He looked at her hair from off in her head and said, madam, for God's sake, shoot. That's the way they ended up. I don't know. I like to know all that if you ever get it.
I've heard one about a young guy marrying a young woman, and then they go to bed, and she takes out her glass eye, and she takes off her fingernails, and she takes off her legs, and she's 90 years old or something.
Well, this one tells about him going through the window, and I think it's in the hall, and then he gets into the bedroom, and I guess he hears a coming or something, he gets under the bed, and then he watches all that, and when he tries to get away, she gets him anyway.
Oh, is this another version of the same one, then?
No, this is another one. It's only a couple of verses I know. I don't remember the rest of it. It says, well, how this fellow gets married, and his bride makes some biscuits. And it says, the green grass grew all around, and the green grass grew all around. And then some other verses, and it said, the biscuits John could not digest was laid away with John to rest. And the green grass grew all around, and the green grass grew all around. Each little bird in the treetop high said, oh dear John, goodbye, goodbye. And the green grass grew all round, and the green grass grew all round. And this is another one. I don't know what the name, most of them I don't know the names. I just put down. And it's about this fellow that meets a girl, I don't know, a dance or a party or something, and he wants to ask if he can call on her. And she tells him why they can and not, and then there's a verse so after this. He ends up marrying the girl anyway, so you don't have to call on her later, but this part says, she says, don't call in the morning or in the afternoon. Never call in the evening, for that will be too soon. Don't call in the morning and never call at night. You can call at any other time and then you'll be all right.
But she married him anyway.
Yeah, she had it so he calls at noon the next day. That's the way she worded it. See, says something about she's pleased to see he saw through the jokes well. She invites him for Sunday dinner. And this, all I know is just this thing, a short one of this, it's about a little girl catching a little boy kissing another little girl, and she likes the boy, but she's put out about it. And that's all I remember. All I remember is really the chorus. Smarty, 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 thought you had a party. You'll be sorry when you get caught. Don't forget what the teacher taught. I'm going to tell your mother, just see if you don't care. You're nothing but a smarty cat, so there, there, there.
You remembered a lot.
Huh?
You remembered
I know,
a lot.
But the only part, so, and that's what burns me up.
Yeah.
probably they got that one.
No, let's hear it.
Huh?
Let's hear it.
way down in the meadow where the lily first blows, where the wind from the mountain ruffles the rose. This fond Evelina, the sweet little dove, pride of the valley, the girl that I love. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for you will never, never die. Though I am fated to marry her never, my love for you will never, never die. She's fair like a rose, like a lamb she is meek. She ne'er requires any paint on her cheek. In long graceful curls hangs a raven black hair. She ne'er requires perfumery there. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for you will never, never die. Though I am fated to marry you her never, my love for her will never, never die. Evelina and I, one bright night in June, went walking all alone by the light of the moon. The planets all shone, for the heavens were clear, and I felt round the heart tremendously queer. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for you will never, never die. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for you will never, never die. 3 years have gone by, and I have not a dollar. Evelina still lives in the green grass yalla. Though I am fated to marry her never, I sworn that I'll love her forever and ever. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for you will never, never die. Dear Evelina, sweet Evelina, my love for you will never, never die. I think some of that I got one line or so off from what really was in that chorus there.
Was this one of your mother's favorites that you remember the whole thing?
Well, I don't know. I have to remember it. Yeah. Sometimes I sing it a few times myself, and then too far in between, I remember some of it. Most of this I didn't sing. I just listened to my mother sing. Of course, I guess I was the one that did the most singing or something other in the. That's more of my brothers or sisters. Mother had a lot of nice old records, and she gave them away. I got some that wasn't any good, but my sister, she got most of them, and then she had a fire and lost all the good ones.
Oh.
And mine wasn't worth keeping, really.
What was your mother's favorite?
I don't know. She just sang different ones. Just happened the way the mood happened to hit her. And this is something about the girl seeing the picture on the wall. You probably, this is probably common too, and this is only part of it too. Something about
what's the story behind that? She saw it.
Well, it's about her father putting a different picture on the wall instead of her mother's picture. It's right here. You wanna?
Yeah.
Well, this isn't a. Well, I don't have a first line or so, but. So her father asked her, tell me why you're crying. Can't you see it pains your papa so? Every day for you new things I'm buying. And that's another line or so. Then she said, I know you are the dearest and the sweetest papa of them all. But if you love me dearly, you will tell me truly, who's that lady's picture on the wall? There's another lady in my mama's frame. There's another lady whose smile is not the same. There's another lady, I know you're not to blame. But there's another picture in my mama's frame. I'm not sure of this one either. I think you probably have it, Mother. I put Mother and Son because it's one of them listed there, but I don't know if it is.
Oh, yeah, I do.
It used to be my uncle's favorite. I think it came out in the late 20s, early 30s. My Uncle Jim.
Is this
of course,
the
he
one
lived
went,
out there. And,
Is this the one that went to the Klondike, your Uncle Jim?
No, he's the one that's a contractor out in Toledo. Oh, well, I think I'll go and get you a news clipping on the. On his his bank robbery when he's out there.
Oh.
Now this may not be just right, but it's fairly close. So you're going to leave the old home, Jim. Today you're going away. You're going among those city folks to dwell. So spoke a mother to her son one warm September day. We'll miss you, but you know we'll wish you well. She spoke these words and then she said goodbye somewhere in there. If sickness overtakes you, and old companions shake you, and you find yourself left all alone, if friends you haven't any, in your pockets not a penny, remember you have a mother waiting here at home. That's, like I said, I haven't got it right. 10 years later, to the village came a stranger no one knew. His step was hauled and ragged clothes he wore. The little children laughed at him as down the lane he walked. At last he stopped before the cottage door. He gently knocked, no sound he heard. At first he thought her dead, and then he heard the password known to him. Alas, our prayers are answered, and they sent us home our gems. I don't think it ends quite right. It did end funny, even the song, something about they sent us home our gem, and it ended something like that. I remember it as a funny ending. These are just parts of some some songs that I don't remember too much of it. One of my, I call it Black Hills. Keep away, I say, keep away while you can. Keep away from the city they call the Cheyenne. Not a rag on their backs, in their pockets no bills, but still they strike out for those very Black Hills. And I didn't put Cheyenne down. I didn't, wasn't sure of my spelling. I got to put it down. Another one is, this is just part of it too. Some of these just parts I remember. Didn't always my mother. I'd pick them up other places. Uh-huh. Somebody had me hear them singing it or something. Some go way back. We'll see. Sally was my pride and joy. Sally was my baby. Sally should have been a boy, but Sally was a lady. The other night my Sally died. Sally was my baby. Hung my head and how I cried, for Sally was a lady. Well, that first one I didn't get in tune very much, I tell you that. And there's more to this one too. It's kind of a drinking song, I guess. I'll drink with you or I'll drink alone. I'll drink from silver or I'll drink from stone. I'll drink when I'm cold or I'll drink when I'm dry. And I'll drink with any fella till the day I die. I'll drink with my gal when I give her a ring. I'll drink with a parson or I'll drink with a king. I'll drink with a judge when my term is done. And I'll drink with Mr. Deadman when my time has run. And there's more to that too.
You know, I heard a great story the other day about, was it Tom and Biddy Egan? Have you ever heard that story?
No.
Where they were an Irish couple that lived over in Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And,
So it's out in Toledo, and it's about four blocks from where I lived, up what they call Cherry Street. I lived on Walden Avenue, and had an old colored fellow who was up, and jobs are almost impossible to get during the Depression, but he had the job of cleaning the funeral home up at night. He's around cleaning it up, and had one of the corpses strapped down. Well, the strap broke and he sat up in the coffin. The old colored fellow see him and had a glass door, something like we got here. And he went right through it, never even opened the door. And he quit right there. They couldn't get him to go back inside the building at all. He was scared. They said he was almost white. He was colored, but he was almost white. He was so scared.
Dear.
Oh, this is one that, I heard years ago, but originally it was supposed to have been over in India, in Calcutta, and there was some British troops under siege, Indian or something. And somebody wrote this song. I said that, somebody said it had to be the English. something like it, something as dreary as this one was. Well, it says that right in that book. I hadn't looked in that for years. And I found it a while ago, and I put away. It took quite a while before I found it. I head down here. I've got a trunk full of stuff upstairs. I'll get around later on and open up. I might have some more stuff in that, because it goes back 50 years or more.
Gee.
But this is probably heard it a lot several other times.
No, I haven't.
Well, I call it. I don't know what the name of it was, but I said Sam Lies is Daddy. But the mist on the glass is congealing. 'Tis the hurricane's icy breath. And it shows what a wealth of feeling is clasped in the hands of death. The brightest have gone before us, the dullest are left behind. Here's to the boars that bore us, a drink to whatever we find. Now stand by your glasses steady. This world is a world full of lies. Here's to the dead, already dead, and here's to the next man that dies. This one has a lot of verses to it, but I only know two or three of them, and it goes back a long time. I heard it way back when I was young, and I didn't hear it from mother, I heard it somewhere else. I call it Jack of Diamonds. And you want me to sing it?
Yeah.
Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, I know you of old. You rob my poor pockets of silver and gold. You cheat me, you beat me, you bend my downfall. You trick me and scorn me, but I love you for all. If the sea was a whiskey and I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom and take a big sup. If the sea was a whiskey and I was a loon, I'd dive to the bottom and start a saloon. Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, I know you of old. You rob my poor pockets of silver and gold. You cheat me, you beat me, you bend my downfall. You trick me and scorn me, but I love you for all. Rye whiskey, rye whiskey, rye whiskey, I cry. For a drink of rye whiskey, I think I would die. If a river was whiskey that flowed from my still, sure I'd trade you a gallon for a $5 bill. Jack of Diamonds, Jack of Diamonds, I know you of old. You rob my poor pockets of silver and gold. You cheat me, you beat me, you bend my downfall. You trick me and scorn me, but I love you for all. I went and I had my plane. I took a card to Jack of Diamonds based on the thing. I said, it robbed my poor pockets too. Now, this last flight is anomalous. Way back, that's what it was. I see it somewhere. It's over 50 years ago, and it's on flying. When the last long flight is over and happy landings past, my altimeter tells me the crack-ups come at last. I'll point her nose for the ceiling, and I give my crate the gun. I'll open her up and I'll let her zoom for the airport of the sun. The great God of flying men will look at me sort of slow as I stow my ship in the hangar on the field where flyers go. Then I'll look up on his face, the almighty flying boss, whose wingspread fills the heavens from Orion to the cross.
Now, you learned that as a child?
Huh?
Did you learn that as a child?
Well, no, I...
It was after you were already interested in flying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was in my teens. That was back in the 30s. A lot of some of these are back in the 30s. Gee. This one is a World War One thing, and there's others in there.
Uh-huh.
But I copied it down a long time ago. I call it Dying Aviator, but I don't know what the name of it was. It didn't have it in here, but there's several others in here.
Uh-huh.
And one, two of them tell you what tune he was playing. I won't even know what the... It says... A young aviator went stunning at the end of a bright summer's day. His comrades gathered round him to carry his fragments away. His airplane is perched on his wishbone. His Lewis is wrapped round his head. He wore a spark plug in each elbow. His plane he would shortly be dead. He spat out a valve and a gasket as he stirred in the sump where he lay. And then to his wondering comrades, these brave parting words he did say. Take the manifold out of my larynx and the butterfly valve from my neck. Remove from my kidneys the cam rods. There's a lot of good parts in this wreck. Take the piston rings out of my stomach and the cylinders out of my brain. Strike from my liver the crankshaft and assemble that engine again. Pull the lungaroon out of my backbone and the turnbuckle out of my ear. From the small of my back, take the rudder, there's all of your plane here. I'll be riding a cloud in the morning with no rotary before me to cuss. Take the lead from your feet and get busy. There's another lad needing this bus.
That's great. Now, you say that's from World War One.
Yeah. Most of these are, those in there.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have too many in World War II, so once in a while there's... This one I made up, so I don't know which one.
I most certainly would.
Maybe I've already sang it. I don't know. I lost some in the...